Dadamadhava Kunyavi Hari Dadamadhava Kunyavi Hari Gopidana Balava Kiri Baladhari
Gopidana Balava Kiri Baladhari
Gopidana Balava Kiri Baladhari Yasoda nandana braja janarandana Yasoda nandana braja janarandana Yamuna tira vanachari Tira Vanachari
Tira Vanachari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari Madhava Kunya Vihari Gopidana Vallabha Kiri Baladhari Gopidana Balava Kiri Baladhari
Gopidana Balava Kiri Baladhari
Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana
Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana
Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana
Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana
Yamunati Ravanachari
Yamunati Ravanachari
Yamunati Ravanachari
Yamunati Ravanachari
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari
Para,
para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para, para
Vishnupad Paramahansa Paravraja Kacharyas Tadasata Sisimat His Divine Grace Srila Ave Charanaravinda Srila Bhakti Vedant Goswami Maharaja Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Anant Koti Vaishna Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaura Premananda Hari Hari Go All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru Ji Paranga. All glories to Sri Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva naratamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayam udirayet nashta prayeshu apatreshu nityam bhagavata sevaya bhagavat yutam ashloki bhakti bhavati naishtikai. We are reading this morning from the Fourth Canto, chapter 28, verse number 35-36. Please repeat. Tatra Chandravasa Nama Tamraparni Vatodaka Tatra Chandavasa Nama Tamrapani Vatodaka Tatpunya Salilar Nityam Tatpunya Salilar Nityam Ubayatrat Mano Mrijan Ubayatrat Mano Mrijan
Ubayatrat Mano Mrijan
Tatra Chandravasa Nama
Tatra Chandravasa Nama
Tamrapani Vatodaka
Tamrapani Vatodaka
Tatpunya Shalilar Nityam
Tatpunya Shalilar Nityam
Ubayatrat Mano Mrijan
Ubayatrat
Tatra Chandra Vasanama
Tatra Chandra Vasanama
Tamra Pani Vatodaka
Tamra Pani Vatodaka
Tat Punya Shalilar Nityam
Tat Punya Shalilar Nityam
Ubayatrat Mano Mrijan
Ubayatrat Mano Mrijan.
Tatra Chandravasa Nama Mataji's, bitte.
Tatra Chandra Vasanama.
Tatra Chandra Vasanama.
Chandra
Padmi Vatodaka.
Yes, please do the word by word translation of the first verse. Chandravasa. No. Kandasti birmula paler pushpa panaistri nodakai vatamana shane gatra karshanam tapa astita. Translation. Swami Niti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesa Sunyavari Vaskatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. A translation. In the province of Kulachala there were rivers named Chandravasa, Tamrapani and Vatodaka. King Malayadhvaja used some technical problem.
A little louder.
So King Malayadhvaja used to go to those pious rivers regularly and take his bath there. Thus he purified himself externally and internally. He took his bath and ate bulbs, seeds, leaves, flowers, roots, fruits, and grasses, and drank water. In this way he underwent severe austerities, and eventually he became very skinny. Am I correct? I think you have the translator still over the loudspeakers. Is this a fact? No? It maybe it's so loud, huh? Oh, that's good. Then you can hear all very clearly. It's only from the earphones? Are you sure? Little bit. There's still a little bit in the loudspeakers, I'm sure. No? Oh. So, Hare Krishna, here we find Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur severely criticized his pet disciples. The idea is that one who intends to advance in Krishna consciousness must not eat very much. Because if the fat in the body increases, there is a tendency to sleep more than which is required. And as a result, one becomes totally against all kinds of austerities and cannot control his sex, his food, and so on and so forth. Therefore, if one controls the tongue in the beginning, it is possible to control the other senses also. The mind, which is the king of the senses, the center of the senses, becomes controlled by Staragost. Yes, but if we do the opposite of Staragost, then our mind will always think of plans for sense enjoyment. This is a fact. Now, today, I thought to present to you a subject matter which builds the very foundation of any endeavor in Krishna consciousness. Today I want to read to you the second verse, the third verse of Shikshastaka, and discuss it. Trinadapi sunichena taro iva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. One who is more humble than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree, devoid of all false prestige, and ready to offer respect to all others, is capable to always chant the holy names of the Lord. This verse appears after Mahaprabhu has spoken about the obstacles to chanting Hare Krishna. The obstacles for chanting the holy name are offenses. Yesterday we discussed in our lecture how it is sometimes not possible for someone to follow spiritual instructions because of offenses and weakness. You remember we were speaking of the sword of knowledge which can cut through all illusions, but we said it is some strength is required in order to use this word. Spiritual strength is required and purity is required in order to really make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Now, offenses and spiritual weakness have their cause in the false identification of the eternal soul with the body. From this false ego or false identity, the lack of spiritual strength is coming. you can see there may be people who are very strong materially. They have a very strong mind and a strong body. But if you ask them to get up in the morning for Mangal Arati and then chant 2 hours the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra concentrated, all the Rambos and Andrei Milosevic, they can't do it because they are slubby, spiritually very weak. They cannot conquer the modes of material nature. They remain stuck in the prison of the material energy. So the antidote or the medicine against false ego is humility. Now it is interesting to note on what basis this humility stands. A person who is really humble, he's a very strong person actually, because he has understood that he is eternal. Life is eternal. And that he is a part of God. He's very, very strong. Because he can tolerate material pains and pleasures. He can perform stragosti. Whereas a person who is not humble, that means who is in the false ego of being a big materialist, he can only perform austerities if it is good for the senses, for a very limited amount of time. So if one wants to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to get free from this false identification and rest his life on the knowledge that one is eternal. And one should not be overly interested in the material world, which is just surrounding our false egos. It is said by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, "My dear devotees, take the verse on humility and put it on a string and then wear it constantly around the neck." Do not forget. We wear this around the neck so that we don't forget we are the dogs of Krishna. We have to follow Krishna. We are his servants. Like when you have a little dog, huh? He also has, but not Kunti Mala is. You know, he has something. There is a musical movement called the straight edge movement, and the devotees like many of these people have high respect of the Vaishnavas, because one or two bands are into Krishna consciousness. And I remember in Berlin, and they always want to imitate their stars. They also want to be a Kunti Mala. So, during one concert in Berlin, we sold for 500 marks Kunti Mala to them. They all thought, we must imitate. And then one of one devotee called Gadadha. He asked him, "Do you know what this means?" "Yes, straight edge. It means straight edge." "No, it means that you are dog of Krishna." They were very shocked. But the devotee, he has nothing against humility. He understands that this is necessary to become free of the lie, the cosmic lie. That yasam telo. Yes. So, Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, he says, one should build a strong wall of humility around the little plant of devotion and regularly sprinkle this plant with the waters of hearing and chanting. Just like a plant becomes very strong, if you regularly give water to it, your Krishna consciousness, which is like a little bilka, a little plant, becomes strong and grows up if you regularly hear and chant the holy name. But if you do not become humble, if you do not realize that you are actually Krishna's part and parcel, a small part, then this sprinkling of water will not be very effective. It's just like if you have a little plant. Little plants are very much in danger because so many animals like to eat them and so on. So especially in India you can see when you plant a new tree, you really have to make a wall around it and almost put some person with a gun next to it. In Vrindavan, we have planted several thousands of trees now. And you will see there are always there's these high walls of barbed wire. Because not only animals will come, but maybe also human beings who just make a sabji out of the tree. So in the same way, when we start our Krishna consciousness, it's like a little tree which is in danger. And if we do not have a fencing around it of humility, we will easily be brought down from the path of Krishna consciousness. We will just, the material energy is just too strong. I want to tell you a very nice example. You remember Ashwatthama, who was the enemy of the five Pandavas, once threw a Brahmastra towards them. And Bhima, who was very strong, but also very puffed up, he wanted to fight this Brahmastra. But the weapon was really so strong that there was no one in the world who could fight it. So the Pandavas told Bhima, "Get down! This Brahmastra can only escape the powerful force of this deadly weapon if you throw yourself on the ground." But Bhima didn't want to do that. So Krishna said, "Get down!" Bhima weapon went over the heads of the Pandavas and couldn't destroy anyone. So the material energy is like a powerful Brahmastra. If we don't learn to bow down, we will be raised down. Once in a lecture in New York, there was an avant-gardistic man who said to Prabhupada, "I don't like to bow down." He most probably saw how all the devotees paid their humble obeisances, and he reacted very strongly against it. "I don't want to bow down." And Prabhupada said, "You will be forced to bow down. Old age, disease, death. Now learn to bow down to Krishna." Then you will overcome the powerful strength of the material energy. Now, okay, so what is humility? I would like to ask you, what is your definition of humility? How would you define this quality? Oh, you are not very humble. So it won't be very good. Sorry, now everyone feels afraid because no one of us is humble, unfortunately. So, it's a good question, isn't it? Mm-hmm. That quality is humility. Mm-hmm. Yes? Dobro? No one knows? Not to expect respect from others. Mm-hmm. You're measly, yes. To understand that one is a slugi, a servant. To accept. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah? You have all very nice definitions. Mm-hmm. That's sometimes very difficult. Expect service. Yeah. Nityananda Ram, what is your definition? Yeah, that's all right. Do you want to hear Sanatana Goswami's definition? The wise men call humility that feeling which makes the most qualified person consider himself to be low and unqualified. Intelligent aspirants should follow in the footsteps of those in whose heart this humility is fixed with their words, their acts, and they should never act in a way contradictory to this. Now, you might say, well, what is this? If there is a qualified person and he thinks he is unqualified, he has a reality problem. How is this an admirable quality? Isn't it? This, I think, is a good question. Because remember, in Krishna consciousness, we want to be true and honest and authentic. We don't want to play false games with the mind. We want the spiritual reality. So how is it that a qualified person thinks himself low, and that is a good quality called humility? This is a very good question, and I want to draw to your attention to the point that actually this qualification and disqualification are not spiritual qualities. Someone, for instance, our Bhakta, can dance very interestingly, like a robot. You have seen in the new, what is it, New Age or Golden Age? Sorry, Golden Age play. Yeah. So that is his body. He has learned how to do this. Most probably he has wasted a lot of time to learn it. Well, but now it is there, and it can be engaged in Krishna's service, and now it is very nice that it can be used. I mean, I'm not saying this, but this is a material quality. Or someone is very intelligent, like Purujit. Well, his, I think, is spiritual intelligence. But let us just give the example of someone. This really, we can't do this with devotees because they have been gifted by Krishna with certain qualities. But, you know, a person in the material world who is very intelligent, that has nothing to do with his true self. It is a covering material intelligence. Therefore, really, when a qualified person understands that his intelligence and his abilities and talents are only material qualities, he doesn't identify with them, because he doesn't identify with the body, which is the material thing, which has all the material qualities. And a spiritual person who is talented and gifted, he understands that these are, so to say, loans of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you asked a spiritually advanced person, if you tell him, oh, you did something very nice, he will immediately say, no, have nothing to do with it. It's all Krishna's milast, because he understands by the arrangement of Krishna it happened. So this to be humble is this is not someone who has a reality problem, but someone who knows the reality. If you are humble, this protects you from having a material vision. There is a nice example in this connection. When the eye functions well, then it usually drives dirt out of the eye. How so? Well, when some dirt comes in the eye, then immediately water is produced, tears, and the dirt comes running out. When I was a child, I was always playing in the dust, and I was coming home, everything was dirty here. And sometimes I was feeling pain because there was still something there. So my mother always, she pressed here, there, and then tears were coming, and everything went out. But usually it should come naturally. So in the same way, if you want to have not a dirty vision, let us say a materialistic vision, then there must be humility, which drives out the false ego. so that you don't suffer. How do you like this example? Is it clear to you? Yes? Good. Now, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has defined humility in three ways. First he says, Tinadapi Sunichena. One should be more humble than the straw in the street. How can we understand this? How can we actually be more humble than the straw in the street? Did you ever think about it? We are human beings. We can't compete with the straw. Because we have a different biological situation. So how can we be more humble than the straw in the street? Well, there are certain understandings. You know, when you step on the straw, afterwards it comes up again. But sometimes when you hurt us, we never forgive. We cannot forget. Whole life we remain. Like this even. So therefore, we should be humbler than the straw in the street. A cuckoo is beautiful by its nice singing. A woman becomes beautiful if her eyes are nice and her face look nice. And a man becomes beautiful by learning. Yeah. When he is very learned. But a devotee becomes beautiful if he has the ability to forgive. That is the beauty of a sadhu. When he can say, yes, I forgive you. So, someone who is not humble will not be able to do this. Just like the straw, which always comes up again. Yes. Now another meaning, this example can be also taken in a different light. Humbler than the straw in the street can also mean the following. This is a definition of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I'm just remembering it. Uno momento. Yes, he says, the false ego of the straw is proportionate to its size. That it's very small. The grass has not much false ego. Whereas my false ego is totally unproportionate. I identify with my body and my big umo. Yes. Maybe ume, no? Umam, yes. So, because the subtle body and the gross body is not connected to the eternal self, my false ego is totally unproportionate. Now, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur tells us that someone who makes a false show of humility, this is very disturbing. Sometimes in our society of devotees, One devotee gets one day early in the morning a realization that he is a fallen soul. And then he goes like, and everyone thinks like, oh. And next day the devotee, this humility is already gone. He quarrels in the shower. Who comes first under the water? Because, you know, if someone makes a show of humility, this is very disturbing, actually. Sometimes we have seen, I don't want to give any names, but anyways. So, true humility, please remember this, is only possible if one is purified and understands his true self. Second definition, taroiva sahishnuna, that means more tolerant than the tree. The tree is a good example of tolerance. People come and take the fruits of the tree. Sometimes they climb on the tree and cut wood. But the tree nevertheless always gives his shadow to everyone, to the woodcutter and to the weary traveler. In the same way, a devotee who is truly humble is friendly to all living entities and wishes good even to his enemy. In jurisprudence, yes, this is a very difficult word, I know, it's in the court. You find when a madman commits murder, he is excused. Now, because one understands, he can't really do anything. He couldn't avoid this. It was his madness. It was a disease who was the cause of the murder. He must be excused because he is mad. He's sick. So, in the same way, the devotee can excuse because he understands that even the enemy who says something very bad about you, he is acting under the control of Rajagun. Like we had in the theater play, very fascinating Rajagun play, how, you know, she was totally controlling, and the Narakriti Prabhu was running. Very nice. You have not seen Daityari? Sri Gunas, you have seen? Fantastic play, isn't it? So one understands it's the influence of material nature. A Vaishnava is distressed actually to see others who are under the influence of the acting of who are acting under influence, and he wishes them good. That doesn't mean he is not realistic. When someone, for instance, makes a bad article about Krishna consciousness, we immediately want to argue with the rascal and want to force them that a good article comes in the newspaper. We are even prepared to go to court because of this. In other words, we fight water with water, fire with fire, but we never forget that essentially everyone is a spirit soul and is acting under Krishna's influence. under Maya's influence, I'm sorry. sorry. So this is a very high state in Krishna consciousness, as you must admit. It can only come, this compassion with others, without envy or wishing them evil, if one chants offenselessly. Otherwise, it's very difficult. But anyways, this is a definition, and we want to learn this. The last quality, amanina manadena. It was very nice how several of you were talking a little bit about this. It means to not expect personal honor and be prepared to honor others. I read just a little while ago something on this. Yes. Humility means that one should not be anxious to have the satisfaction of being honored by others. Somehow we feel satisfied if someone claps us on the shoulder. Oh, Sasha, you look very good. You're so strong. You have studied computer technology. Dobro. And somehow we feel happy with this. It's some quality in us. Which, or if someone says to me, oh, Sachinandan Swami, you gave such a nice lecture. I feel like, oh. This is a strange feeling. So, and we always become eager. When does someone again glorifies me? And we become active in such a way that we get much glorification. That we look always very good. The whole schminka industry lives from this. That they put colors all over. That everyone thinks, you are so good. Oh, one feels so satisfied. Artists are very dependent on this. That they are praised. I know from Nina Hagen, she is very angry if she is not praised. She says, you fools! You don't applaud! That was before, now she is better. She is making little advancement. Little. Mala. Yes. A devotee should be prepared to honor everyone. It is said in the Bhagavatam, one should offer prostrated obeisances, even to the horse, the coin. Oh, no coin? Coin. The outcasts, the cows, and the magarats, or the asna, knowing that the Supreme Self dwells in them. This is a basis of offering respect. We understand Krishna is present in Velibor. How wonderful. That is a basis, huh? So special respect should go to the Guru and to Vaishnavas. But even the Guru must be very careful. If he thinks himself the leader of other Vaishnavas, this is very bad for his humility. You know, Prabhupada always thought his disciples to be the representatives of his own spiritual master. And he thought himself to be even the servant of his disciples. So these qualities are so important for someone who really wants to make advancement in Krishna consciousness. More humble than the straw in the street. Mm-hmm. More tolerant than the tree. And ready to expect to honor others without expecting respect in return. Yes. Now I want to end my little lecture this morning by a little story on humility. Once there was this is my favorite story. Maybe someone of you knows it already, but hear it again, it's very good. There was an arrogant Bengali gentleman who wanted to have initiation. Yeah, Arogansky, Bengalsky, Gentlemansky. Yes. He wanted the initiation. But the Mahatma, the great soul, has told him, no, you're not qualified. He waited. But the Arogansky, Bengalsky, Gentlemansky always came back and wanted this initiation. So one day the sadhu, the Mahatma, told him, if you bring me within 7 days someone or something which is inferior to you in all respects, you can be initiated. So the Arogansky, Bengalsky, Gentlemansky thought, that is very easy. I just go on the street, and the first person I meet, he will be inferior to me in all respects, no problem. But when he went on the street, by the mercy of the Mahatma, he actually understood something. And that is that everyone has good qualities and bad qualities. No one has only bad qualities. There is always something good about someone. Let us say, maybe he is not very honest. This is a bad quality. This is a good quality. It's a bad quality. Sorry. It's a bad quality. But maybe that person is very determined to serve Krishna. I have maybe 2 disciples. Whatever they say, you first have to find out if it's really the truth. They're habituated liars. It's amazing. They can't speak the truth. Something does it. I've never seen this in my whole life. It is really mystical for me. They are very good people. They're very nice heart. Very determined. Oh, Krishna, Slujba. But whenever you ask them something, it's a lash. What they say. I cannot understand, but it is a fact. So no one has only bad qualities. There is a good qualities also. So then, our Arogansky, Bengalsky, Gentlemansky began to search amongst the animals if he would find someone who is inferior to him. And also there he saw no one is really inferior to me in all respects. Okay, the Bhagarats is very foolish, but he is very strong, can carry much more than me, and very tolerant also. So finally he was very depressed. He could not find anyone or anything inferior to him in all respects. That meant he couldn't be initiated. He went to the field and he passed. And then he became very happy. Became very happy because he saw the heap. He said, "Here I found it! This is inferior to me in all respects. I can be initiated." But then he understood. No. Before it came in contact with my body, it was prasadam. Very nice. Spiritual food. Only after it came in contact with me, it turned into this aggressively smelling substance. And he became very dejected. Then he saw a worm, which was going to the pile. Now he became very happy. The worm. That is certainly inferior to me in all respects. Because who would go in the heap? He is really low class. Medyutim, yes. He understood. He thought, no, the worm has one very good quality. It can turn this horrible substance into nice manure, which can be made from dung. I can't do this wonder. So he went back to the Mahatma, and he said, "I can't be initiated. I couldn't fulfill your test." Then the Mahatma said, "You have made the test because you have become humble. You're no longer the Arogansky, Bengalsky, Gentlemansky." So you will understand, well, how can I ever become humble like this? Very difficult. I think every one of us has thought about this point already. Isn't it? Sometimes in our lives, we have heard that humility is necessary, and we wanted to become humble. It comes from time to time that we want to be humble. It comes by mercy. It's actually Krishna's mercy. It is described, bhakti is obtainable by mercy. If one serves the Supreme Lord and the devotees, that mercy can come upon us, so that even we become qualified in Krishna consciousness. And when you are humble, you can chant Hare Krishna. You will understand you need Krishna. You will, when you chant, and you will not waste your time any longer. You will just be happy if you can do some service to Krishna in the association of devotees and please Krishna. That will be your only pleasure. You will not be identified with these foolish roles any longer. So let us all pray to our Gonitais, the most beautiful Gonitais which actually exist on this planet. They are somehow very charming. I just want to say, if someone has a picture of these deities, please give me. I have given mine all away already and I don't have any, but they are so beautiful. So let us pray that they make us humble, so that we can actually leave this material world and go back to Krishna. So Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Hvala lepa, hvala puna. Hvala lepa or hvala puna? Both. Ah, success. Any question? Do you have any questions regarding this? Yes, well, if we are not humble, then we think, not so important what he told me. After all, I'm all right. I don't need to do it. There are disciples, you have to tell them always minimum 3 times before they do anything. If it's only 2 times, it's like a mystery. What has happened here? Yes, because they are so poor in their spiritual realization. So, I think that explains it, isn't it? Not a difficult point. A servant will follow with great eagerness. He will even not wait until something is told to him. He will immediately do, because he knows what has to be done. If he is interested to serve, you know many things. But if you are not interested to serve, then you always have to be told what has to be done. Our temple commanders have a great realization with this. Not in relationship. Let us first see if there are more questions in relationship, and then we can also go to this question. You can do this if the person has some respect for you. Thank you. But if the person has no respect to you, for you, or you are a very young devotee, then he won't like to follow what you say. But maybe become angry. So you have to see what kind of person it is. Or if it is a very humble person, you can easily go and say, Ich bin it. So on. But if you see someone, maybe also an older person than you, who always does something which you think is wrong, then best to go to older devotees or just other people who can correct him, and mention this to them. Maybe you are mistaken, That's a possibility, and then the devotees will tell you. But if your perception is correct, then they will go to this person and say, Rohini Sudha Prabhu sends you his best wishes. He, on the phone, he told me. He said, "Oh, the wild girl." Yes, Bolam. This is a very good question. How does the mercy come? You just sit like this? No, you have to endeavor. Once Srila Prabhupada was in Central Park, that's in New York, and ducks were coming. Quack, 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 quack. They wanted to have some bread, because people usually threw bread to them. And there was one duck, was really quack, 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 quack. Prabhupada said, "You see, who quacks the most anxious? He gets the milos." Practical. If you just think that, you will get the milas. You have to endeavor like anything. Sorry? I understand. I'm thinking. How to not make sure of humility? I'm trying to give the right answer. It's not so easy because you're young. See, when one gets older, there are so many experiences which have shown one that one is not the greatest. But when one is young, one lacks sometimes experiences in life. One always you can correct someone, and he never takes it to heart. He goes always like the grass. That's the second example of the grass. The grass doesn't stay humble, even if it is corrected. Always goes. That's very important. If you have done a serious mistake, you shouldn't immediately go like, "Here I am again, the great so and so." You should be a little humble. When you are older, you have these experiences. But when you are not, and if you are a little dynamico and energetic, you should meditate that you are really a servant of Krishna. That usually makes one humble. Think like that, I'm a servant of Krishna. And the other Vaishnavas are also servants of Krishna. Sometimes we forget that. Isn't that we want to enjoy? We are young. The world is big. It's also good to have a good relationship to advanced devotees. That helps you also very much. Especially when one is young like you. You should. We have very advanced Matajis here in our temple. You should take their milost. Learn from them a little. We should always be under guidance, actually. Mm-hmm. Very nice questions, yes. They are very relevant questions. Yes, relevant. What is your name? Tomitsa. Like Tomitsa. Yeah, Tomitsa. Yes, please. Whatever they do, even if someone goes like, no, well, I have the same habit. So, if you feel like that, why not? One should be a gentleman. Be grateful. It's Queen Kunti actually says that the greatness of a man's character is measured by his gratefulness. Someone who is has a very mulle, very small character, he is not thankful for anything. Not thankful to the Guru, not thankful to the Vaishnavas, not thankful when he gets prasadam. Everything is, So if you feel like that, I think it's good. But again, you should feel like this, not just. And if you have the habit, you say, when one has a habit, one acts out of habit, one doesn't really think about it. Well, yeah. Nothing wrong. I think there's nothing wrong with it. Oh, really? But it's not wrong. It's culture. This is a very difficult point. Gratefulness towards the relatives. I understand what you are saying. It is sometimes a problem which has to be seen from a different angle. See, when a young devotee is sometimes not so polite to his parents. there's something deeper behind it. He has not become primitive or disrespectful. It's just that he feels a need to leave his old life. Leave. To leave the old life. It's not that only every one of us reacts like this. Not only sons. I'm not saying that this is a good thing, but it is a natural thing. Just think of the when a son comes into puberty. All of a sudden a new world opens for him. The world of women. And now he wants to define himself independently from his old life. And then he sometimes turns against his old life and the people in the old life. It is a very natural thing. The same thing happens if someone finds out about Krishna consciousness. A new bhakta becomes sometimes a little tough because he needs to make for himself the granitsa to his older life. And this is sometimes painful a little bit for the people of the who were predominant in the old life. It is unfortunate, but it is natural. See, the Vedic scriptures know about this. Therefore, they give parents an advice. When the children are very young, they should be able to do everything. Because you can't really correct them. Why? Because they cannot understand what you tell them. They're so young. So, up till 5 years of age, the children are allowed to just roam freely. Then from 5 to either 14 or 15, there's education, correction, instruction, because that is the age for learning from the parents. But after 15, you better become the friend of your child. And again, let him free. Because he now thinks on his own. And he has to form his opinion separate from your own opinion. If he is an intelligent person. If he is a Robotsky, then that's different. But if he is an intelligent person, that is natural. So a parent really has to form the child between 5 and 15 years. And after that, the child goes to the guru. Because he can form and educate the child the whole life. It's a different relationship. This is a Vedic system. It is very intelligent. It is very natural. Because there is this, an intelligent person needs to learn to think on his own. This was a very nice question. I'm thanking you very, very much. You are a very enlightened mother. You will think about this. Many parents don't understand this. And they want to keep their children always in the prison. And so much suffering comes. It comes when the child does something else. The parents go like, "Boo, bye." If the child says, "No, mother, it's not like this." And if he goes to the Hare Krishnas, then it's rot. especially in Yugoslavia, this is the problem. Because people are more emotional. I personally like the people in this area of the world the most of all the people in the world. My only criticism is on this point. The Maika and Tata are very nice, and they should be glorified also. And young boys and girls should be very respectful. They have gotten the human form of life from them. This is the greatest gift. But at the same time, there should not be too much attachment, which is unnatural. Hare Krishna. Yes?
I want to ask you about humility between husband and wife, because
we will talk about this in private. These are not questions for a public forum. Okay, I personally think it is 9:30 now. That's quite late, isn't it? Should we make... Okay, we go a little longer. Where is the... Yes. I'm not sure if I understood you rightly. If we can be seen when we join the Krishna consciousness movement that we are 1 year old. No? Yes? You mean our small Gurukul children?
No?
Yes? Yes? Yeah, I'm trying to understand. anyone understand? You understood? Then please say it. Sometimes it's good to hear from a different perspective. Yes, but please listen if he understood correctly. Yes. Well, it's really the question, how long does it take to become Krishna conscious? And Prabhupada answered this question. It can happen in 1 second. And not after many, many billions of years. Not after many lives even. Now, what is dependent? What decides how long it takes? It's actually your eagerness. Do you want to become Krishna conscious? This question. There is an example. A very good example. Do you know sugar cane? Huh? Yes? Now, inside the sugar cane, there is a sweet juice. But you can only get it if you press the sugar cane. Those who were in India have seen. Or if you go, like, with the mouse, you know, you go like a cow. You know, you take the hard stuff. Can chew. It really takes some work to get the juice out of it. So in the same way, Krishna consciousness is there, But we have to really do some work to get it. Not that because we are sitting in the temple, will automatically become Krishna conscious. Maybe Sriram, but we others are in a different situation.